This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. NATO officials today confirmed the death of one American service member and a contractor over the weekend in Afghanistan. Officials say the incident could have been part of another insider attack. There have been more than 50 this year alone. The escalating number of these attacks is the latest setback in the process of handing Afghanistan back to the Afghans. In a minute, we'll hear about how former Taliban, who've been incorporated into the regional government in the western part of the country, are now intimidating Afghan farmers. But first, more on that possible insider attack. NATO had suspended joint patrols with Afghan forces a couple weeks ago in the wake of a string of fatal incidents where Afghan troops turned on their U.S. and NATO trainers. Last week, the U.S. Secretary of Defense announced that while the approval process for these patrols is being tightened up, most of them have now resumed. Initially, NATO said this latest incident was another insider attack, but hours later, they released a statement saying insurgents could be to blame. For more, we reached the Daily Telegraph's Ben Farmer in Kabul. Ben, what have you been able to learn about this incident?
Well, it does seem to be a very confusing incident, and investigations are still going on to find out exactly what happened. What we do know is it took place at around 5 o'clock local time on Saturday evening in Wardak province, in an area which is about an hour's drive southwest from Kabul. Now, two ISAF personnel are killed, one of them an American soldier, one of them an American civilian contractor, and also three Afghan soldiers have been killed. Now, exactly what happened is not known. Afghan officials say there was some kind of argument or misunderstanding which caused the shooting. The coalition at first said that it was an insider attack, one of these attacks which we've seen over recent months and which have killed 50 troops. But as the day has gone on, they've released more information which has only made the situation even more complicated. They're now saying that perhaps the exchange of fire was triggered by an insurgent attack. They say that Americans were manning a checkpoint, and nearby there was an Afghan army unit. Now, somehow, there has been an exchange of fire between these two units, which has left these casualties. But what caused it is still being investigated.
Ben, NATO had taken a hard line a few weeks ago and suspended joint patrols between ISAF, or the international forces, and Afghan troops. Most patrols had resumed. I mean, this has to be a big blow to NATO officials on the ground there.
Yes, I think it is. This phenomenon whereby Afghans turn their guns on their NATO allies has become a huge problem for the coalition. It's undermining trust on the ground, and it's destroying support for this campaign back home. Now, they have taken quite serious measures in recent weeks to try and cut down these number of these attacks.
Any response from NATO today or U.S. commanders?
U.S. commanders have said they're investigating. They've said it's too early to say if there is any immediate impact from this specific attack. They've tried to insist that joint patrols are still going on, and this really is still the basis of the work they do out here. And they've also said that there's a lot of trust between the allies, but these attacks are causing a great strain.
The Daily Telegraph's Ben Farmer, we reached him in Kabul. Thanks so much, Ben.
You're welcome.
Joining me now is Seth Jones. He's an analyst with the RAND Corporation. He has just returned from a trip to Afghanistan. Hi, Seth. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks, Rachel.
You were in the country looking at the al-Qaeda presence, and I want to ask you about that in a minute. But sticking with the impact of these internal attacks and training, from what you have been able to discern, is the U.S. still on pace to train 352,000 Afghan troops up to snuff by the end of 2014?
Well, that number will likely come down somewhat because of budget cuts. I think in general, my assessment is the Afghan National Army is pretty good right now. There are variations in the quality of the force. I think the biggest challenge, frankly, will be the National Police Force, which really needs to be trained. It was late in the process in getting going and still poses huge challenges in running itself.
And how does that affect the overall strategy?
Afghanistan is a rural insurgency. The National Police Force is absolutely critical to hold territory in rural areas. The biggest challenge, I think, with a National Police Force that is not up to holding territory in rural parts of Afghanistan And what you'd see, I think, is the loss of ground to Taliban and Haqqani network insurgents in parts of rural areas that were under NATO or Afghan government controlled. But any counterinsurgency, successful counterinsurgency, requires a good national police force. This one is an open question right now.
You were in the country looking specifically at al-Qaeda's presence in Afghanistan. What did you discover?
Well, I think the biggest challenge, actually, is that there are and there continue to be a broad range of militant groups in Afghanistan that transit the Afghan-Pakistan border pretty broadly. They include the Pakistan Taliban. They include Lashkar-e-Taiba fighters. And this is important because it was the Pakistan Taliban that conducted the attempted attack in Times Square. So I think more broader than al-Qaeda, what we have is a range of militant groups operating along the border that if the U.S. pulls out too quickly from these areas, you get a very serious extremist Islamic group presence along the Afghan-Pakistan border. I think that is an extremely dangerous outcome.
Seth Jones is an analyst with the RAND Corporation. He's also the author of a book called The Graveyard of Empires, America's War in Afghanistan.